the Defense Department wants to help small businesses get into the green market. Small companies often have trouble making their products commercially viable. Well, John Koger is the Assistant Deputy Undersecretary for Installation and Environment at the Defense Department, and at an affirm greening government lunch, he says DOD, they're reaching out to the little guys.
We have a small program within our Environmental Security Technology Certification Program, ESTCP. And within that, we're finding small businesses, pairing them up with installations, finding them a building to test their technology in so that it gets validated, so that it can go commercial, and then, frankly, so that we can go and buy lots of it. We are well aware of the fact that DOD has a lot of buying power.
John Conger, he is the Assistant Deputy Undersecretary for Installation and Environment at DOD. He says the program is still relatively small, worth about $30 million a year. The Recovery Act provided the initial funding for the program. DOD thinks the test beds are promising that it has found extra money to keep those programs going. Conger says that DOD is well suited for the test bed approach to research and development.
Because DOD has so many buildings of so many different sizes and so many different climate zones, we are we're well situated to be a test bed for a lot of different technologies.
That is John Conger from DOD. He says one of the promising tests going on right now, the use of solar panels.
We are getting some testing data, track record, on putting these systems in place. It's a photovoltaic integrated into a roof, and see, you know, how long it lasts, how well it works over time, et cetera, et cetera. The current programs within DOD that construction agents use in order to buy roofs for various buildings don't include this as an option. Well, if we successfully test it, if we successfully show that it is a viable option, then we'll be able to integrate it into the program and give construction managers the option to include that in future buildings.
That is John Conger from the Defense Department. DOD represents more than half of the government's energy use, and Conger says that the military wants to cut back usage by 3% over the next 5 years and switch to renewable sources over the next 15 years.